Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, September 26th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway star's James Marino.
James, not to pull Oz's curtain back too far, but we are recording on Sunday afternoon. So that means while we are currently speaking, there are gads. Is that a word? Or scads? I don't know. Either one. Gads or
Josh Gads?
Josh Gads. I don't think he's there. I think he's in L.A., which we'll talk about later. But there are just huge crowds of Broadway fans and stars flocking to Schubert Alley for the 30th annual Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction, which is produced by and benefits Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. It's essentially, I guess, a Broadway garage sale where you can buy little knickknacks from shows, whether it's props, costumes, or merchandise, as well as bid on some huge, incredible prizes, including walk-ons to shows and stuff. Obviously, this is Monday's show, so by the time you hear this, the flea market's over, but it's a really special event. Congratulations to everyone who went, because my general disdain for large groups of people prevents me from ever going anywhere near that thing.
You don't go to many Ohio State football games, do you?
That's different. The reason I don't enjoy large crowds is because the law, you know, like a law of large numbers, the more people there are, the more idiots there are. And I have a general disdain for idiots. At an Ohio State football game, those are large crowds, 106, 107,000 people, but they're all Ohio State fans. So by definition, they are not idiots. So there are no idiots.
I see.
Those are fine. Those are fine. But that's why I avoid, I live, you know, 3-4 miles from Disney, and I don't go because that place is like the hellmouth.
You know, it's becoming a reoccurring theme that we're talking about Big Ten schools, you know, the Ohio States and the various other schools that are make up the Big Ten conference. And we talked with Andrew Lippa and his affiliation with the University of Michigan on This Week on Broadway. So if you are a Big Ten fan or actually a Big Ten alumni or a Big Ten student or potential Big Ten student, go take a listen to This Week on Broadway that we recorded with Andrew Lippa. So what's coming up in the news here?
Well, the first big story came out late last week from our dear friend and close confidant, Michael Riedel at the New York Post. And he's kind of been the lead on this story and its various machinations and evolutions. And that is, who is in charge of Disney's big mammoth stage adaptation of the animated film Frozen? Originally, as we know, Alex Timbers was leading the workshops and the labs. He was, I don't want to say unceremoniously, so let's say he was ceremoniously let go by Disney. And then the rumors were that Disney was in talks with Stephen Daldry. Of course, that also came from Michael Riedel. But it now appears that Disney has found a director, and the contracts are being finalized as we speak. And the director is a little interesting. The director is going to be Michael Grandage, who is a well-known producer and director who's been on Broadway, has had Tony-nominated shows. He won a Tony for his direction of Red, John Logan's drama about painter Mark Rothko. But he is more known for plays as opposed to musicals. And as we talked about before, this thing is going to be massive, so massive that they're blowing out the back of the St. James stage. So it is curious. But I think, James, what that means, that not only are we getting Michael Grandage, we're also getting his longtime collaborator, Christopher Oram, who will replace Bob Crowley as the set and costume designer. Bob worked on Aida, Tarzan, Mary Poppins, and a lot of stuff for Disney. But what I think to me this means, and I think Michael Riedel even mentioned this in his post, was that this shows that they are going for something more than just, I don't want to say theme park, because that's like putting down theme parks. And I think some of the theme parks, especially the one I just referenced about being the Hellmouth, has some actual good shows, but they're going for something more artistically satisfying than just recreating the animated film on stage. So that makes it really interesting for me about what they're going to do. Again, this is not necessarily finalized. Apparently the contracts are still in the making, but I'm excited to see what they can do. I think I saw the film of Frost Nixon, with which Grandage directed on Broadway, which was fantastic. But he was also behind Huey last year with Forrest Whitaker, which I don't think we can really accurately critique, because apparently Forrest Whitaker never learned his lines. So I think this is a super interesting hire. it'll be interesting to see what he does, because his last Broadway musical was Evita with Ricky Martin that did not do all that well. But it's curious, but curious in a good way, James.
So, yeah, it's very interesting to see Michael Grandage do this. And he's, you know, after his work at the Donmar, he started his own company called the Michael Grandage Company, where they do general management, theater, film, and various other things. So I wonder if he's playing a much larger role than just the director here, but I guess we will see. And we have to see if we know anybody that's involved with Frozen that we could ask about that.
Well, I think we do, but I also think that person can't say much because of NDAs.
Yeah, absolutely. So somebody who can say something about something is at Lewis Black, where he is doing Black to the Future, and it seems that it's going to be filmed.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot that Lewis Black doesn't feel like he can talk about.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
As we've talked about, he's doing a six-week run on Monday nights only at Broadway's Marquee Theater during the dark evenings of On Your Feet. And it was announced last week that the performance that's coming up later tonight of Black to the Future will be filmed and will be aired as a Comedy Central special on October 7th at 10 p.m., Obviously, as anybody who knows Lewis Black and his career knows, he is a quite angry man, especially when it comes to politics. This will be a 1-hour politically themed special that'll be produced by Black for Comedy Central, where he really rose to fame as a contributor of on John Daly's not John Daly, that's a golfer, where he rose to more prominence as part of Jon Stewart's Daily Show. This will be a super interesting thing. And as we noted, after the first performance, he's doing fairly well at the box office, making over $150,000 for that one performance. So good for him. And I'm excited that I'm not going to get to see it on Broadway, so I'm going to get to see it on Comedy Central.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that I was thinking to myself, why film this for Comedy Central? Wouldn't that cut into his ticket sales, because it's a little bit different of a thing? But also with him being so political, and the political race changing moment by moment so quickly, you know, what we see filmed may dramatically change in the next couple of weeks. So I guess it wouldn't cut into ticket sales. So,
well, and also by the time this airs, they did add two extra performances that will be after the October 7th broadcast date. But remember, he's only doing six shows. So this will be towards the middle back half of that run. So if anything else, I think it might actually get people to go, because it is just an hour special, and his actual Broadway show is, I think, closer to an hour and a half, hour 45. So there is more content if they go on stage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a really good point. All right. Next up in the news, Imelda Staunton is going to be doing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on the West End.
Yeah, we talked about these rumors. It seems like a few months ago now. But the great Baz Bombaboy of the London's Daily Mail is again saying that not only will Imelda Staunton be doing the production, but she will also be joined by Conlith Hill, who is a cast member on Game of Thrones. And if you listen to Some Like It Pop, you know that I don't understand dragons, so I don't watch Game of Thrones. But the production is aiming to hit the West End here in the next few months. Imelda Staunton obviously is a accomplished stage and screen actress. She was part of the Harry Potter series and most recently starred as Madame Rose in Gypsy, a production that is still rumored to hit New York sometime in the next year or so, potentially with a theater company that has to do with one of those annoying traffic patterns where you have to go in a circle for no discernible reason, if you're understanding what I'm talking about. So that's the rumor, but this seems like a perfect role for her as Martha in Edward Albee's classic play.
I wonder if people are going to look at this as a possible transfer.
Well, it seems like if that's the case, that Imelda Staunton will have her Broadway dance card filled up quite a bit between this and Gypsy.
Yes, exactly. And there are no theaters available. So speaking of which...
Hold on. I think if she wants, maybe she could put in a call to some of her friends over at Harry Potter, and maybe they can make one. What's the word? Appropriate? I don't know. I don't know Harry Potter. I've never seen any of the movies, but can they just make one appear? Is that how wizardry works?
Yes, it could be at 44th and a half street.
is that a real thing?
Well, in the Harry Potter world, it is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Tell us what's happening in the schedule.
Well, this week is, as we talked last week with the grosses, being Broadway week. This is now officially off-Broadway week. So there's a ton of things opening in the next few days. I'm not going to get into a lot of the details, but suffice it to say they are out there. But because it's off-Broadway week, there's a ton of shows opening up. The first is Nat Turner in Jerusalem at New York Theater Workshop. That is a show that has already been getting great pub. And I assume that when it opens tonight, that we will hear some really strong reviews for that. Another one that our friend Lindsay Behrens from the Maximu podcast, she tweeted about the Underground Railroad game at Ars Nova over the weekend, and she said it had her all kinds of cringing, and that was a compliment. So Underground Railroad game also opens tonight over at Ars Nova. Then on Wednesday, we have All the Ways to Say I Love You at MCC at the Lucille Lortel Theater. That's the show we've been telling you about by Neil LaBute that is starring Tony winner Judith Light. It's already been extended quite a bit. And then over at New World Stages, the play Verso is also opening tonight. And then tomorrow night, the following night, on Thursday, is the official opening for The Encounter at the John Golden Theater on Broadway. James, you are going to see that show. Are you seeing it on opening night?
I don't know my schedule. Yeah.
Okay. But you're going to see it this week. Yeah. I believe. And, that's the one that's this weird immersive thing where they're doing like 4D technology and we don't really understand what is going on with that, but it has to do with a National Geographic photographer getting lost, in the Brazilian rainforest, I believe. So that should be fun. And then there's some also off Broadway things. After Play at the Irish Rep opens up on next Sunday, a week from yesterday. So lots of cool things opening up. The Trial of an American President, the Lion Theater on Thursday, off Broadway. Wild Women of the Planet Wongo at the Parkside Lounge on Wednesday, off Broadway. So lots of cool stuff happening this week. We'll have links to all that stuff in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com.
This weekend, when we recorded This Week on Broadway, Michael Portantier gave a rave review to Melissa Errico at 54 Below, Feinstein's 54 Below. And there were other things that came out, not from Michael's review, but other things that happened at Melissa's show. So tell us about one of them.
Yeah, well, first off, we are contractually obligated that anytime we mention Melissa Errico at Feinstein's 54 Below, we also have to mention her collaborator and director, one diva, Robbie Rizel. So consider that contractual obligation checked off. But on the Friday night performance, she did a duet with one Ryan Silverman, who is I don't know that he can officially be called a gypsy at this point, but a ton of Broadway credits. He was in the revival of Sideshow. He was in Crybaby. He's done a bunch of tours. He's played Billy Flynn, all this kind of stuff. But he is going to be joining Melissa Errico in the Irish Rep's revival of Finian's Rainbow that we've talked about a couple times here in the past few months, considering Melissa Errico returning to the role after 15-ish years. So that's a lot of fun. So that was kind of you don't usually make news at cabaret shows, but nothing has been confirmed through Irish Rep. But I figure if Melissa Errico and Ryan decide to talk about it, it's probably a fairly certain casting decision.
Also on This Week on Broadway, Matt, you gave us your review of the 25th anniversary production West End thing of Miss Saigon.
Okay, yeah, exactly. If you listen to This Week on Broadway, you'll understand why James is confused. But yeah, it was a fantastic thing. I saw Miss Saigon tour back. It must have been 96 or something. And that's the only time I've seen it. But I listened. I wore out the two CD, the two disc set of the symphonic symphonic cast. I don't know exactly how it was described, but So I love that show. And something we didn't mention, James, on This Week on Broadway that I noticed watching this 25th anniversary production from 2 years ago on the West End is that there everyone knows that Miss Saigon has gone through some lyric changes. And I got to tell you, the lyric changes worked very well, especially early in the show. Movie in My Mind especially had some marked improvement in terms of lyrics. So that's something if you are somebody who knows some of the older versions of Miss Saigon fairly well, like I was expecting to hear that, you know, someone was going to take Gigi to New York and give her dollar bills. That's not in there anymore. And talking about the ice cream and our children, you know, that's not there anymore. They have our much more effective lyrics, which I think does it a better service to kind of deepen the character of Gigi in that song. And so I really enjoyed it. As I said on This Week on Broadway, I think Eva Noble-Zeta is a star. I think she is gone from being that kid who won the Jimmys a few years ago, got cast in Miss Saigon at 17, to when she comes over here. I'm not going to say that she will have a Cynthia Erivo like star turn in this, but I wouldn't be surprised if she does.
Huh. So, yeah, if you want to listen to Matt's full review of this, get over to Broadway Radio and download This Week on Broadway, where we talk about it for a handful of minutes there. All right. And last up, before we go for the day, Josh Gad is sending pictures around again, isn't he?
Not those kind of pictures, James. Let's be careful what we're talking about
okay.
in this digital age. But yeah, over the weekend, Josh Gad, who, as we know, is a Tony-nominated star of Book of Mormon. He's done a lot of TV and film since then. But probably the biggest thing that he's done since then was a little movie called Frozen, where he played Olaf the Snowman. That, of course, was a Disney film. Well, yesterday, or I guess I already told you we're recording on Sunday. So on Saturday, Josh Gad put out a picture on Facebook that had him along with two guys I've never heard of, Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz. And it was captioned that the very first creative session on a new musical film being developed by me and then these people, which included Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, who also have quite deep and quite long ties with Disney animated films. So no, I have no idea what this is, other than the fact that if you're going to put those three into a movie collaborating together in whatever capacity they're going to be doing it, I'm all in. I think Josh Gad is a brilliant actor and comedian, and how can you get any better than Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz when it comes to writing musical film scores? So whatever that is and whenever it happens, I'll be in line either getting a ticket or preferably going to a press screening.
All right, so I guess that wraps it up for today. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thank you for starting your week off with us, and we will come back and talk with you tomorrow.